This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Gay Williams, an Australian pharmacist and international author. She is a partner in a business called Wilby's Wind and Colic, which provides help, support, advice, and natural solutions to new moms whose newborn babies are suffering the debilitating effects of wind, colic, and reflux. Gay, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Thanks, Eric.
So, Gay, what prompted you to change from the community pharmacy to your new business, Wilby's Wind and Colic?
Well, the Australian landscape in pharmacy has changed dramatically due to a lot of government pressures, and it was very, very difficult to keep our heads above water. And we had started our colic business within the pharmacy, and it proved to be very, very popular with new mums. So we made the big decision last year to sell the pharmacy and just go into the colic mix business. So that's what we did, and that's how it all came about.
Gay, if you would, get into what is colic, what causes it, and how long does it last?
Okay. Colic, if you ask 10 people, you'd get 10 different answers. The research behind what causes it is extremely uncertain. But in our experience, it is the result of trapped wind in the baby's digestive system. That appears to be caused by an immature gut or digestive system. Happens in up to 40% of newborn babies, and that percentage goes up to 70% after a cesarean birth. And these babies are extraordinarily unsettled. They can cry for hours, they wriggle, they squirm, they arch their backs, and they're just literally in pain, like an adult with indigestion. Usually starts anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks after the birth, and can continue for anything up to 12 to 16 weeks. So our mix that we make is introduced straight away, along with probiotics, to mature the gut and help the babies to settle. Very difficult for new mums to bond with a baby that cries all the time, no matter what you do, whether you're cuddling, feeding, soothing, putting them in the car. Nothing seems to help because they're just constantly in pain.
And that's not good for anybody. Now, how does your Wilby's product differ from other commercially available products on pharmacy shelves?
Well, the commercially available products are just based on things that just help to get burps out of the baby, air bubbles in the tummy. And that's not really what's causing the pain. It's once those air bubbles go past the tummy and get trapped in the bowel, and each time those little pockets of air move down the bowel, it causes a griping pain, which is why babies who sometimes seem to be peacefully asleep will suddenly wake up absolutely screaming in pain. So all the things on the market just don't do the job once those air bubbles are trapped in the bowel, whereas our mix is an attempt to dissolve all those air bubbles in the tummy so they don't get trapped in the bowel. We make our mix fresh for every single baby because there are no preservatives. Mums are very, very, very careful about what they put in their tiny baby's mouth, as I would be as a new mum. And our mix is based on a very old-fashioned herb called belladonna, which can have a bad reputation within the medical industry as not being very safe, but we've got years of research behind our mix. We've supplied thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles with absolutely no side effects. And that belladonna stops that griping pain that causes all the drama. And it's also got another ingredient in it called sodium citrate, which is the natural ingredient in lemon juice. And years ago, mums were advised to give babies lemon juice if they had pains in the tummy. And there's a little bit of dill, which is just a natural relaxant. So there's nothing like what we manufacture as a commercial product. And we also talk to every single mum that uses our product, and we take a medical history of both her and the baby so that we're absolutely certain that we have diagnosed this baby with colic and that we're going to recommend the right treatment plan for the baby. So it's a pretty complicated issue, and that's what makes our service completely different, because we're individualising what we do and making sure that we do think the baby has colic.
Today we are visiting with Gay Williams, an Australian pharmacist and international author, here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Gay, how did your book, No More Tears, Colic Relief, come about?
That was an interesting story. I was at a business breakfast one day, and one of the speakers actually held up a book and said, if you want to be considered an expert in any field, you must write a book. And that sort of stuck with me for some time. And in the end, what I did was I contacted a number of baby health experts that had actually used and recommended our mix, and asked them what they thought caused colic, what they used to treat it, got some other tips on lifestyle and nutrition. With breastfeeding mums, sometimes things that they eat can be upsetting the babies. And we formed a partnership with a probiotic company too, so that we can recommend a total solution for babies. So it's been a long journey. There's very, very little information out there about colic, and yet 40% of babies are going to get colic. And certainly in Australia, there were over 300,000 babies born last year. So 40% of 300,000 is a big number. And all these babies are crying and in pain and not sleeping, and therefore their mums are not sleeping. So it was really important to get that information out there. And all these health experts have given me tips. It's not a textbook by any stretch of the imagination. It's practical things mums can do right now to help their babies to settle and to sleep, and consequently then they can get some sleep. Colic is something that is probably part of the condition of postnatal depression, where mums just aren't coping after their babies are born, and it's certainly very difficult to cope with a baby that screams for 6 to 8 hours a day. Makes mum-baby bonding very difficult, upsets the families, causes drama with younger siblings who feel that they aren't getting the attention they need. So it's one of those conditions that can disturb the whole household, and yet we know that our mix works 90% of the time to produce some really, really good results. So our challenge is always telling mums about this condition and what they can do about it and how they get to know about it. So the book was kind of part of that process.
And certainly makes a lot of sense. Now, I believe you have a free advice service associated with your business. Tell us about those details.
That's a 1300 number, which in Australia is a free number where mums can just call in and have a chat about their baby. Sometimes there's some confusion as to whether the baby actually has colic or reflux. And reflux is a physical condition where the sphincter between the esophagus and the stomach is quite loose, and these babies get a lot of regurgitation back up into the esophagus, which causes a lot of pain, and there's a lot of vomiting, and those babies can be very fussy feeders. So we can talk a mum through the process of why her baby's is unsettled, and we can sometimes refer them on to sleep consultants or other professionals. So this is really a free advice line where we can help really stressed mums to decide what their next step should be, and that's a very, very important part of our business, because mums are sometimes so tired they just cannot think what they should do or what the next step would be. And unfortunately, there are still way too many health professionals out there who A, believe colic doesn't exist, or B, tell mums that babies just cry and they'll get over it. And that's just an unacceptable answer to a really stressed mum with a crying baby. So we've provided the advice and the empathy that they're not getting in other ways.
Well, Gay, it certainly has been good to have had you, and I think it's phenomenal what you have created and all that you're doing in the space. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about your book and how they could be in touch as well.
They can certainly. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Wilbies Wind and Colic Mix. And the Wilbies is spelt Wilbys. We have a website that is wilbieswindandcolicmix.com, and they can certainly get a lot of information from both those sources and contact us via both those sources, and we'd be very happy to talk to them.
Well, Gay, again, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been a pleasure to spread the word.
And it certainly has been our pleasure to be a part of spreading that word. Today we are speaking with Gay Williams, an Australian pharmacist and international author. She is a partner in a business called Wilbies Wind and Colic, which provides help, support, advice, and natural solutions to new moms whose newborn babies are suffering the debilitating effects of wind colic and reflux. And for more information and for contact, simply visit WilbiesWindAndColicMix.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.